Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Aaron Rodgers announces on social media that he is back. He announces himself fit to play again.
Medically cleared. Sherman hasn't quite said, you know, publicly he's starting Sunday.
Oh, McCarthy.
McCarthy's
yeah.
What I say. Sherman?
Sherman,
good
yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're...
It's been a while.
Okay, you
short
didn't say Holmgren.
Short circuit.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't, yeah. You didn't say Lombardi. You're okay. Wow. Yeah, you're good to
Jeez.
Go. But it's reflected in the spread on the game. They play at Carolina this Sunday, and Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
Rest assured, if they thought Brett Hundley was playing in that game, they would be more than a 2.5-point
yeah.
favorite
well,
in that
last
game.
Last year, Aaron Rodgers delivered, what was it, 6 consecutive wins?
He did.
To deliver a
Called
playoff
a shot.
Spot. Don't worry, be happy was sort of the message
relax,
at that point.
Relax, wasn't it? Or no?
Something yeah, relax.
Like, relax.
Something
yeah.
like
R-E-L-A.
That.
Some 80s song.
Yeah.
They have to win out again, right, to get to the playoffs.
I've got the schedule in front of me here. That's what I wanted to dig into. Because I'll be honest with you, just before we dig into the particulars yeah. of this, I think the NFL kind of needs this right now.
Oh, big time.
It's a shot in the arm.
He's
a difference maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, shortboard MVP guy if he's healthy.
Right. Yeah, Rodgers sneaking in and getting one of those wild card spots would be a great story heading into the postseason for the
yeah.
NFL.
It would, man, because that was, you know, with Deshaun Watson going out, you felt it was palatable. You know, it was palatable when Carson Wentz
yeah.
tore his knee. Just how the impact just – you could just feel like the entire NFL was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because
little,
it's devoid of a lot of stars. I mean, there's more stars yeah. Have gotten hurt this year than any year I can remember in recent memory.
They yep. got a little ways to go. They're 9th in the NFC right now. They have to overcome 3 teams. They've beaten one, lost to another, and still have to play the other one.
Yeah.
I don't think they make it.
It's not easy. They play 3 teams that are all ahead of them right now. They play at Carolina, who's right now in the first wild card spot at 9-4. Green Bay is 7-6, by the way. But they're 9th in the NFC. There's 2 teams between them and the 6th spot. They play at Carolina this weekend, as we mentioned. They're home for Minnesota, who's the number 2 seed in the mm-hmm. conference right now. And then they're at Detroit the final week of the year, who they're tied with record-wise right now at 7-6. I guess that's kind of the good news is you can take care of some of your own business just because you're playing 2 teams that are in that wild card mix in Carolina and Detroit. You got to go on the road to play both of them. But you control your own destiny against Detroit. Where they need help is you've got Atlanta at 8-5 in the 6th seed, and you've
right.
got Seattle at 8-5. In the 7th seed.
Right. The Seahawks are the team that the Packers already have a win over this season.
They lost
the head-to-head to Atlanta.
Right. And Atlanta, I guess the good news is they play at Tampa Bay this week. They're going to win that game. But they're at New Orleans and home for Carolina the last couple games of the year. So, you know, it gets a little convoluted, but some of these NFC South teams could beat each other up a little bit. Carolina and Atlanta and Green Bay gets a chance to play Carolina themselves. It's going to be tough because it's so crowded in that mix of teams. Obviously, Green Bay needs to win out, so that's easy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's,
they
that's
have to go 10-6. They have to go. They have to win their own games and take care of their own business. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. And I guess along those lines,
Brent Hundley did a decent job keeping the chair warm. 3-4, a couple overtime wins. I mean, he, you know, yeah. the season is still. You know, within their grasps, so to speak, despite him having to play 7 games.
You know, and I have to admit, I kind of give Mike McCarthy credit, and I rarely give Mike McCarthy
credit. That was going to be my question. What grade do you give McCarthy
give
for keeping their head above water?
I give him a decent grade because he was very stringent in telling everybody, look, we're going to promote within. We're not going to go outside our team to get a quarterback, you know, to replace Aaron Rodgers. They were going to love the one where they're with. Brett Hundley came in there. He got off to a rough start.
Yeah.
Didn't look good his first game. And then it's gotten better and better. And he's done a serviceable job in his place, man. So I give Mike McCarthy a lot of props for believing in the guy that you have. Because a lot of times when the starting quarterback goes down, everybody's
right.
like, bring somebody in, bring somebody in.
And that's what we all thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And even more props should they actually pull it off and get to the playoffs. Because I think the only way you can describe them right now is a long shot. because they not only have to win out, they've got three good teams remaining on their schedule, two of them on the road. And as we mentioned, they also need some help involving the results for Seattle and Atlanta. They're long shots, which makes it even more compelling thing to keep an eye on with Rodgers coming back.
You know, I shouldn't doubt him because I saw Aaron Rodgers play the best football I've ever seen a quarterback play last year.
Yeah.
At the end of last year.
When they were 4-6.
Now, but the only thing is, and I had said this last year, you have to validate it by doing something in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the thing I've always been critical of the Green Bay Packers and Mike McCarthy is the fact that they've only been to one Super Bowl in since 2006, since Aaron Rodgers has been the starting quarterback. I think that's an indictment on the head coach Mike McCarthy.
Here's where I give McCarthy credit is Rodgers started the first five games, so they were 4-1 when he started. Hundley started the eight games since then, so he's 3-5 as a starter, but he's 3-2 in their last five games. And they lost three in a row right after Hundley took over. They lost by double digits to the Vikings. They lost by 9 to New Orleans at home. And they lost by double digits to Detroit at home. That could have been when they're sitting there at four and four, and you just lose to Detroit 30-17 at home, and Hundley doesn't play well in that game. They could have cratered and folded right there. Instead, now granted, they needed overtime to beat the Bucs. They needed overtime to beat the Browns. But guess what? You know, you do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, you look up, and you're 7-6, and Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Yeah,
Mike McCarthy's given his team a chance in this thing.
Yeah, and I nobody's more critical of Mike McCarthy than me, so I do give him credit. I really do. But again, one Super Bowl appearance since 2006. Ultimately, to me, that's a big black mark on his resume.
Yeah. No, it pulls the overall body of work up a little bit. But I'm with you. Like he's.
But you, I think your overall point is really great, Sean. That this or you, Rich. The NFL needs this. This will be a shot in the arm.
Yeah, we all agree.
It's just absolutely. It's just been devoid of a lot of star power. So having him come back and playing well would be fun.
There've been no football stories that have been able to. That have been able to blot out the off-the-field stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. Like Case Keenum in any other year would be an amazing story.
Yeah.
It's totally overshadowed by the off-the-field.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.